It was a nice, colorful day. The sun rained down upon the lake as we all walked down to the shore. All four of us, Rebecca, Justin, Jenny, and I, went down to hang out next to the lake. When we got down to the shore, Jenny started to get out of her game of Uno so she could ruin our friendships. Rebecca decided she wanted to tan instead, so she got out a beach towel and walked away. We stayed there almost all day until Rebecca jumped up and squealed. As she came to tell us about her horrific experience, where she saw a creature enter the woods, we all ended up blowing it off and not believing her at first. We decided we were done playing at the shore, so we went back to the cabin. While at the cabin, Rebecca was so paranoid. She was looking out the window at every opportunity. Justin and I had talked about it, and we decided that Rebecca should lie down and take a nap. Rebecca agreed that she should lie down, but she said she had to go use the outhouse before she took a nap. All four of us fell asleep before she got back from the outhouse. We woke up the next morning, and she was not in the cabin. We thought she had just gone on one of her morning strolls. She does that quite frequently. So, we went down to the lake to take a dip in the water. Justin said he had to go use the restroom and sprinted off to the outhouse. Not even a minute later, he came back screaming, "Chad, I found Rebecca. She isn't looking too good." We all raced up to the outhouse, but when we got to it, he started freaking out. "She was right here a moment ago. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a big figure walking into the woods." We all went back to the cabin. As we entered the cabin, Justin was shaking. Jenny started to comfort him, but she was obviously just as scared. Sat down at the table to discuss what to do now. We decided we should call the cops. I went over to the phone and picked it up. There was no dial tone. When I walked back to the kitchen, I told the others, and Justin started to panic. We decided to try again in the morning. We all went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night. Justin was asleep, but I could not find Jenny anywhere. I looked on her bed, and I found a note. It said, "I went to go find Rebecca. I'll be back at dawn." I went downstairs to get a sandwich. When I entered the kitchen, I glanced at the window, only to see it covered in blood. I screamed like a little girl. Justin then came barreling down the stairs. He tripped on the last step. He looked up from the floor and said, "What happened?" I pointed to the window, and Justin looked at it. When I looked back at him, his face showed an expression of complete and utter horror. "We need to get out of here now," I said, and started to sprint towards the truck. We got inside, but of course, it wouldn't start. We heard a thump on the roof. Then, as if it happened in bullet time, Justin was ripped from the passenger side of the car and thrown into the woods. I jumped out of the truck and started sprinting towards the road. As I was running, all I heard was screaming and yelling, until, all of a sudden, everything just seemed to stop, almost as if God himself came down to the lake that evening. Evening. It's not evening, I thought, as I was being picked up by a big hairy monster. All of a sudden, everything happened so fast. It was as it turns out, I was in the monster's hands. Out of the monster's hands, now. I was so close, now, it was like I could almost touch it. But every step I took, I felt like I was getting two steps back, until it grabbed me. I felt as if it was 10, 20, 30 times stronger than me. It grabbed my arm and lifted me up and threw me as hard as it could towards the ground. Somehow, I was still conscious, but I never came to think of it then and there, because all I saw was a big white light slowly coming to a halt in front of me.
Yes.